escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. The other day, while I was discussing a position that the administration has taken about reducing the amount of quarterly payments to some of the recipient tax bodies, meaning the sheriff's office was cut in half for their most recent quarterly payment, and how, you know, we got to this point, we were told that we were flush with cash, and all of a sudden now we have a cash flow problem. And I suggested then that things were going to continue to reveal themselves about this difficulty that they find themselves in. During the course of that conversation, I was receiving texts from a number of contractors saying they don't even know who to deal with the city any longer. They've had a lot of folks that have left. They're no longer there. There's no communication. There's no transparency. Obviously, they're not getting paid on time. I find out from other members of city government that this is a problem that has been looming for a while. They really don't have any idea about where they stand on a cash basis. They're just starting to recognize and realize that it's a problem for them. We also find out that some of the payments to the DA's office may be cut in half as well. This is not how you run a business, not by any stretch of the imagination. You know, our mayor's running around all over the world as though she's doing anything meaningful. We have, over 100 lifeguards that we hired. Can't get them paid on time. I think the council finally pulled together a meeting to get a check in their hands. What a joke. And it just continues on and on. And then we wake up to another story being posted by NOLA.com. Joseph Cranny posts a story that there's a lawsuit now by the contractor, McDonald Construction Services, in Orleans Parish Civil District Court relative to the building of this mental health jail. Now, we know that this has been a thorn in everybody's side. You know, the sheriff never wanted to do it. In fact, when she got elected, Susan Hudson, she said that the appropriate size of the jail was going to be 500, and that would be adequate space for the residents, not the inmates, the residents. And maybe that's where she got confused. Meanwhile, the NOPD becomes more effective, more efficient, clearance rates going up. They're making more arrests of individuals, impact players that we just discussed with Chief Ann Kirkpatrick. There needs to be a place to put them. So that 500 number kind of disappeared real quick. You don't hear her saying that anymore, right? And now she's calling them something other than residents. I'm not even sure what the name is. There's not much coming out of her mouth that's of any consequence anyway at this point in time. She really just has to go. The sooner the better.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But back to the story at hand. So, McDonald Construction says that they're owed $4.4 million. That the architect of the building, who they didn't pick, changed the plans, asked for more steel to be put in, asked for more concrete, asked for a whole lot of other things. So we have a change order of $4.4 million. And allegedly, no one approved this, but we're off and running. This is not how you manage projects. When there are change orders, everyone should sign off on these change orders, including the city, the sheriff, everybody, so that we're on the same page. And, you know, because there are subs that are now owed money, and this is a typical example of this contractor is now the working capital for the city to the tune of $4.4 million that they should be paid, especially when you add 20 tons of steel, masonry reinforcement, and other things. I mean, this is a joke. What are we doing? I mean, how can this company move forward adding all of this? And you can't cancel it. It's already in the foundation. And here we are facing another $4.4 million. Now, the city had already paid $3.1 million in a separate change order. So the building continues to increase in cost. It's at $96 million now, likely to go above that, right? But this is the real catcher, is that the city has said that they will pay for this phase, what's called phase three, $39 million from FEMA money that they have left over to help the city rebuild its jail after Katrina. So we're still spending Katrina money, right? And in August of this year, we will be 20 years post-Katrina. So just hold on to that little tidbit. Another $26 million set aside from bonds that were sold in 2021, right? Which leaves a remaining balance of about $23 million. And no, there's no articulation of how that remaining balance is going to be paid. I mean, this is how you conduct your business every day, right? When you make these decisions at home, you know, you kind of figure out on the front end how you're going to be paying for this stuff, right? Not these folks. we're neck deep into this project, and we're not even sure where the final $23 million. You think that's going to have a nice, rosy, tidy outcome? I was serious when I said that this would continue to reveal itself, and it is. I mean, almost every day now we're having a new revelation of people that are being owed money because we don't know how to account for the beans. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And what's equally amazing about the city is that they collect, they're the only parish that does this, the only one. They collect their property taxes on the front end. So when you pay your property taxes that are due on January 1, you're paying for the year 2025. In all other parishes, you pay in arrears. You would have been paying your property taxes for 2024. And they did this to overcome a cash crunch that they had many, many years ago. They doubled up the payments of the 2 years in order to have more access to cash because they were down and out financially. It just seems like some things never change. I mean, how many different administrations have we been through? And here we are again. We still can't account for the dollars. And we're still approaching these projects in a haphazard way. And we're still not setting priorities that we can actually, legitimately, and in good faith, finance and fund. It's a joke. It's amazing that they get any vendor that wants to go and do work for these people. It's a crapshoot at best. You might be better taking that $4.4 million and picking red or black at the roulette wheel. How do we intend to lure people to this city when we can't get our it together? Ever. Our properties, our city-owned assets, are in complete and total disrepair. We've never funded them properly. Hell, the NOPD built, they just had to abandon their building. No plan, last-minute decision. The building was in such disrepair. It made no sense in sinking any dollars there. Was there a plan? Hell no. We've had two buildings on Poydras Street sell for literally almost nothing, and we're still holding on to a plan to go build a city hall over $100 million. Where do they think that's coming from? We could sell the property where City Hall is now. We could have bought one of those buildings, and we probably could have put about $60, $70, maybe $80 million in our pockets. But we're running around thinking that we're going to build the Taj Mahal or something. You know, and trying to wed ourselves to the civil district court. They're off and running. They want to do something different. They think they have money to do whatever. Let them go build whatever they're going to go build. But as it relates to City Hall, you could have purchased a beautiful building for less than $20 million. And you sat idly by and let it walk right in front of you, right? And have someone else purchase it. How could we be so crazy? In fact, we moved NOPD into one of those buildings, and we're now paying lease payments on it. This is getting crazier by the day. Crazier by the day. We are going to be left with less than stellar vendors that are willing to take the risk to do work in this city. And unless we start minding our P's and Q's, we're going to be in more trouble. Well, we've seen what's happened already, right? We reduced insurance requirements, bond requirements. We're now paying people in advance of them doing the work. They're taking advantage and leveraging the city because the city doesn't have many options any longer. Nobody in their right mind does this. Everybody's worried about whether or not this guy Mondani gets elected in New York as putting it into a fiscal crisis. Well, we've got our own Mondani right here called Cantrell. Maybe without all the socialistic bullshit, but the reality is the outcome is the same. We hadn't figured out that 2 plus 2 equals 4. And this just goes on. And you know what the cost is going to be? They're going to lose this, right? Do you know what the cost is going to be? Your hard taxpayer dollars, you work hard. You know, you're hoping that government is going to spend this in an efficient way. I don't know who's defending the administration on this law, but it's going to cost tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars defending this crap. Because we just can't get anything right. It's an absolute joke. And, you know, going back to what I said before with these vendors, if we have undercapitalized vendors and those are the only ones willing to do the work, we should look at ourselves in the mirror and understand why we find ourselves in this predicament. We do because of the way that we are conducting our business. And how we get in this crash crunch, I don't know how they think we're going to get out of this, all right? Because we already have all of our property tax revenues, right? The things that we're collecting right now are monthly sales tax revenues, fines, and fees. Those are fairly static. I mean, they can move a percent, maybe a percent and a half. You know, a lot of what we thought was going to be in the city in 25 and some in 26 are not coming. They canceled. You know, we better hope that Essence knocks it out of the ballpark, because if they don't, and if it's less than what we experienced last year, that exacerbates the problem, because these are the dollars that we're relying on. And we better start, somebody over there at City Hall better start connecting the dots and read the room. So if you read the room, you recognize, much like the mayor did when she went up to Baton Rouge and said that she wanted her fair share, is what the federal government is telling the state: you need to take on your fair share. When we started some of these social programs, this was supposed to be a 50-50 split. And we wonder why we have a $36 trillion debt. There's not a pot of gold at the end of the federal rainbow. They're borrowing money hand over fist, paying interest on it, and when interest becomes one of your top expenditures, you're in trouble. And that's where we are today. That's where we are, because nobody wants to cut anything, and nobody wants to go back to the original formula. There's no states that can do this because they don't have a plan. How do we know they don't have a plan? Because we know right now, as it relates to some of the proposed cuts in Medicaid and some of the other cuts, this state has no plan on how to deal with it. We know that because we've asked the executives whether or not that's the case. There's no plan. They'll just, I guess, respond when everything is going south. 40% of our population is on Medicaid. We should have a plan. If there's a 1 or 2% deviation in dollars that are coming here from the federal government as to what we are going to do. If it's 5, if it's 7, or if it's 10, it's even greater. What are we going to do? We can't just go to the mic and say, folks, we got hungry people. We have necessitous conditions and circumstances. Okay, great description of what the challenge is, but none of that is a solution. What's the solution? How many things are we funding that maybe we shouldn't be funding? Possibly. Nobody wants to have that conversation because it's no fun to be in the House or the Senate if you're just not bringing home the bacon. If you can't bring home the bacon, that job sucks. It ain't no fun. So we got to stop worrying about having fun and start worrying about how we're going to be fiscally responsible. And in order to be fiscally responsible, there needs to be a plan. Because if we think that there's going to be a bigger spend in Medicaid this year, next year, the year after that, or the year after that, the 4 years of this administration, you're sadly mistaken. And I'm not certain that it would be too terribly different under Democratic leadership, because the math has no emotion. It tells no lies. It is what it is. And the math is pretty but ugly. I'm so amused by the way that we have characterized this conversation, or the way that we've set up this conversation, as to only focusing on what the outcomes of this is going to be, but not focusing on the outcome of doing nothing and continuing to increase the spread, the spend. A 50% increase over 5 years? Really? And we think that we can continue that on? And now we're whining about cuts that are going to be happening over a 10-year period of time to be the pain-smoothing coefficient, when everybody knows that the duration should be shorter. And everyone assumes, well, that'll give us some time to have a plan. Right? We're 20 years post-Katrina. We don't have a plan. We were down and out in Beverly Hills in the immediate aftermath of that storm. And you want to know something? We're still down and out because we didn't have the ability to receive the money. We're still spending money 20 years later in August. And the byproduct is, and reason, no plan. No commitment. No willingness to make the hard decisions. To move the ball. Worried about our own politics as opposed to our city. You're not the center of the universe, Mayor. The city is. The city's interest outweighs yours. You want to open pools? Pay your lifeguards. You want to build buildings? Pay your vendors. That's how it works. That's how the flow is. The ribbon cutting is the final outcome. But we have too many ribbon cuttings of projects that started 14 years ago. I'm told we still have $1.5 billion, maybe, to spend from Katrina money? I hope I'm wrong. How many more extensions are we going to get? They're talking about doing away with FEMA. You think if they do away with FEMA, you might be losing your extensions? Just possibly? Do we have a plan? I doubt it. Be interesting to see if the council asks for it. We'll continue to point this out. Sometimes I don't know what good it's going to do, but the realities are, I think it's important that you know of the predicament that we find ourselves in. How we get out of this, I don't know. It's going to require true, credible leadership. And I hope that's what we think about. Who has the experience? Who brings the most credibility to the table? I don't care what gender they are. I don't care what race they are. I want someone who's willing to make decisions, to be decisive, to be deliberative, to be able to move the ball down the field each and every day in a positive way. It would be nice if we had somebody that could string three sentences together. It would be nice if we could have someone who could think critically. It would be nice if we had someone who knew how to treat people, who understood the value of the business community and the value proposition that they bring to the table each and every day for this city. It would be nice if we had somebody who actually understood the revenue base of the city and how it works, to have some sense of how a business operates. These would all be nice. But I'll take the credibility right now, because what we have at the present time is nada. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.